Blog Talk Radio.
I believe every word he said and all his promises spoken to me. I believe that his word is true. Come on over and you will see that the Lord is good and the Lord is kind. The Lord will bring you a peace of mind. Stand on your faith.
And welcome to Marketing Ministries Radio Show. I am your host, Wanda Adams, and you were just listening to Big by the one and only Canton Jones. He is our very special guest today. His new project, Dominionaire, drops in the stores tomorrow, February 1st, and he's going to be joining us, telling us about that and everything else that he has going on. So you want to make sure that you tweet, text, tell a friend to tune in to Marketing Ministry, the radio show, because it's going down here today with the one and only Canton Jones. So I'm not going to delay it any longer. Our special guest is in the building, and we're going to bring him in on the line. Canton, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. How are you? How are you?
I am doing well. I am so excited, my brother, about what God is doing in your life and what you have to share with our listeners, because we know you're doing it big.
Amen. Amen. That's God, man. Ain't no bigger being than God. So we just trying to do, you know, trying to do the ministry and make sure that people know that they're dominionaires. And people ask me all the time, what is a dominionaire? Well, you understand what a millionaire is. A millionaire is a guy that has a lot of millions. Well, a dominionaire is a guy that walks in a lot of authority. He walks in a lot of dominion. The Bible says he can tread over serpents and scorpions, and nothing shall by in any means hurt him. And he gave us dominion over the fish in the sea and the fowl of the air and everything that creepeth upon the earth. So that's what a dominionaire is. And we have songs that's taking authority over sickness, taking the authority over over just every situation. And that's what it is. That's what the project is about, taking dominion. So it's called Dominionaire.
And I like that because, you know, it's about time that someone comes up as a child of God and tells us what we rightfully have.
Yes, yes, you are heir. See, you're heir of the throne. You're right. You're right. You're heir of the throne, and you're joint heirs with Christ. So you got to step up. And a lot of times people don't know, say they don't know how to live because they don't know what they have a right to. But through the word of God and through Jesus and through the blood of Jesus, man, we have a right to be dominionaires, and we have a right to take over, and we have a right to just stand up bold. Nothing more sad than a weak Christian, you know. But, you know, stand up through the word of God and take over every situation through God.
Amen. You know, I know you probably don't remember this, but I had an opportunity to meet you years ago when you first broke out on the scene. You came to my church, which is Voices of Faith Ministry, under the leadership of Bishop Gary Hawkins.
Yes, I do remember.
in Stone Mountain, Georgia, you know, that was your first single, and you was doing your thing. And, in fact, I was a lady that sat right next to you.
Good.
And I was just so blessed by what God was doing in your life because, you know, we always say, Ken, that we want God to do a new thing, but we don't know how to embrace it when he does.
Right, right, right. And you are so right. And I'm going to tell you something. And a lot of people don't know this. I don't even know if you know this, but at Bishop Gary Hawkins, that night at church, well, that was my first, you know, well, I don't want to say my first, because I grew up in the church singing, and I sang with my dad for years. But then when I got to college, I kind of strayed away and kind of got off track for a couple of years. And when I ministered, you know, some years ago at Bishop Hawkins Church, that was my first concert back. I was with Chris Lewis. I don't know if you remember Chris Lewis.
Yes, I do.
And that concert was my very first concert, very first gospel concert, you know, and I mean, I remember breaking down in tears. That night just brought back. And it's just full circle that you would bring that up because God has brought me. I mean, it just, it's almost taking my speech away when I think about where God has brought me from that night and how they found me. You know, they found me in a club singing, and they told me that they had a deal they was working on, but man, you gotta sing some gospel songs. And I was like, well, my mom, you know, my dad is a preacher, you know, so I know about the things of God. And the first song that I wrote when I rededicated, it was this record that I released way back in the day. It's called 20 Years, 3 Months, 12 Days. And the first record that I wrote about was Mama Told Me About You and Daddy Tried to Explain, but now I'm trying to get a relationship for myself. And, for my release to come out tomorrow, from that period of time, and God is still with me, it's almost getting me choked up because I just, you know, I mean, you do a lot of interviews and you're in a mode of just, you know, making sure that you want the people to be blessed. But I want to tell you something, sister. You just blessed me by taking me back there, man, because I remember where I was at that time. I remember mindset. I remember where I was living. I remember what I was driving. I remember what I had in my pocket, which was absolutely nothing. And I remember, and I know right now that it was God that brought me and kept me from that time to this one. So, I mean, that's crazy.
You did your thing that night, and I remember, you know, Christopher Lewis. He was our minister of music at the time. I love Chris Lewis. And just to take you back a little bit, we've met on several occasions. You know, I was the COO of Glow Magazine Online. I got an opportunity to interview you for Glow.
Yes, I remember.
We got some connections here, my brother.
We got some history.
You had the opportunity in 2009, you were at Urban Soul Cafe with Carlos Hale the night that Tone performed.
Yep.
And you came off with a new rap and ministered to the crowd. So I say all that to say, I know your spirit. See, I don't have to know all your business to know that Jesus said is in you, and I know that you represent the kingdom. And as we go through the interview, you know, I know that there's a lot of controversy regarding one of your singles called In the Club, but I know exactly what you're saying, and we're going to play it, and we're going to let the people be blessed by it, because, see, that's what it takes, Kenton, to be a dominionaire. You're not afraid to do what Jesus did. See, you'll go by the highways and byways and reconcile the lost into him. So we got to go beyond the fourth church,
the walls of the church. You are so right. And then what people have to understand is, you know, the church is not a building, but it's a body of believers, you know. And there are a lot of people that started churches outside of, you know, they didn't start churches in temples. A lot of people started churches in schools or in their living room, you know what I'm saying? But the Bible says, well, there's two or three, I'll be in the midst, you know, and you take over a situation, you know. So we can take a church, and there's a lot of people that won't come to church, so we got to take the church to them. So the controversy about In the Club, a lot of times people say, well, what is a Christian doing in the club? Well, we took over the club, and we had church inside the club, and there were people saved that night. We actually did that for real. People got saved that night. We shut down the bar. No selling liquor tonight. We're going to take something that was meant for evil, and we're going to turn it around and give God glory. We're going to saturate this place with praise and worship. And I remember bringing some celebrity Christian artists into the place, but they invited, you know, and I don't even know if they told the sinners that it was a gospel night. And they came in, and it was people getting saved. It was people getting rededicated inside of one of the most popular clubs in Atlanta. And that's what that song comes from. They don't let the Christians in the club, oh my God.
But you see, you said a mouthful right there, Kent, because a lot of times, you know, in tradition, we have boxed Jesus in. And when you look at the Word of God, Jesus went a whole lot of people, a whole lot of places where people didn't think he should go.
Right.
And I think that's the example for us today, is that, you know, we have to go where God leads us. And, you know, there may have been people in that very club that you ministered to that night that would have never set foot in a church until you stepped in that club.
You're right.
So, you know, that's kind of powerful.
I appreciate it. And there's a lot of people, and that's one thing about Jesus. He had a traveling ministry, and he was always on the move, taking the gospel where it was needed, you know. And that's what's awesome about, just if you're really Christ-like, you got to do the things that Christ did, you know, and you got to be in the mode of being a fisher of men, you know. And that's what we call the music that we do. It's faith, you know, because if you're trying to catch different types of fish, you got to have different types of faith, you know. So that's what it's about, man. We're on the soul hunt. We're on the hunt for souls, and we got to do what we have to do, man, because that's the Great Commission, to win souls to Jesus Christ.
Amen, and you do it so well. You know, I want to ask you, Ken, why do you think that the church has such an issue embracing holy hip-hop?
Well, I think that's changing. I really do. I think that's changing. I think anything, when you don't know about something, anything new, anything that you're not used to, you're going to push it away, based off of just personal likes and dislikes. I remember when Kirk Franklin first came out with Stomp, you know, it had the same type of controversy. You know, now, you know, Kirk Franklin has the sound of the church, pretty much. You know what I'm saying? Everybody knows his music. But at first it was controversial because at that time, those people felt like it was edgier than the you know what was modern at the time until something came in and it was new. So whenever you fight tradition and whenever there's something like that's new, sometimes the church may turn against it. But let me tell you something: the pastors now are the ones that grew up on Kirk Franklin's music, and now the youth pastors. You know, and the guys, even that's in the pulpit right now, kind of came up with me on some of my music that I've released. So it's becoming easier. There are parents and there are youth pastors and there are pastors inviting us out to do their Sunday morning services because of the type of music that we do. Because there are some people that are what we call first-generation church that hadn't had the previous experience of how the church sound was. And one thing about what people got to understand is, we got to stop giving the devil so much credit. You know, the devil is not a creator. He didn't create anything. There's no devilish birds out there. Ain't no devilish dogs. No, God created everything that you see. You know what I'm saying? There's no crop of fruit, you know, that belongs to the enemy because those are the devil's fruit. No, God created everything. Mm-hmm. And just like God created every tree, every fish in the sea, he created all types of music. So we can't just say that God created one type of music, but, you know, this type of music is not godly. That means you've given all dominion of music and whatever sound that you don't like, you turn it over to the devil. That is not true. No, everything that you know and that you hear comes from God. Well, what about this? They said that the devil was the music minister in heaven, and that's why he was cast out of heaven. No, he was cast out of heaven because of what was in his heart, not because of what he sounded like. And think about this. Who you think created him? So if God created him, then how do you think God sounds? How do you think he sings? Mm-hmm. How do you think his music sounds? So we gotta make sure that we know that everything goes to God. Now you gotta use it to glorify God. Everybody don't use all music to glorify God, but you know you gotta use it to glorify God, and that's my job to give everything back to God. You know, to use it for kingdom building. Okay, well if you don't like you know praise and worship type of music, well maybe you can get some God influenced rock music. Maybe you can get some God influenced rhythm and praise. Maybe you can get some God influenced, because the gospel is the word of God. It's not a sound. There's no devil in the 808 in the snare. The gospel is in the word of God, and that word of God, you can put the word of God over jazz. You can put the word of God over opera. You can put it over country music, rock. You can put it over hip hop. You can put it over whatever, because the word of God is what makes music gospel music.
Absolutely, and I agree with you wholeheartedly. You know, we give the devil too much credit. You know, he sits back and go, I didn't even do nothing, but I'll take it. You know, because we forget, Catton, that we are intricate players in this. You know, it's God, it's the enemy, and then it's us. And so a lot of times, you know, it's not the enemy, it's us. But, you know, he takes all the credit, and it's time for us to walk in that authority that you've been sharing. See, you've been preaching a word here today. You're going to have me sending you an offering.
Oh, because
people need to hear this. Now, I want our listeners to know our chat room is filling up and our queue is getting full, and we're going to open up our phone lines for those of you that have questions for Catton. You can call us at 917-932-1720. Again, that number is 917-932-1720. Press 1 to speak to the host, and we'll take your questions. Now, you tell us a little bit about In the Club, and I'm going to play that. So set us up for that, Catton.
This is called In the Club. It's kind of me talking about an experience that we had when we took over a popular club and had a church service in a spot where people, you know, so we invited all people that usually wouldn't come to church to the spot, and folk got saved that night, and I'm just explaining it in this song.
Amen. So you want to sit back again, tweet, text, call somebody, let them know that Catton Jones is in the building on the Marketing Ministry Radio Show, and we're getting ready to listen to In the Club. Sit back and enjoy.
in the club, oh my God. They done let them in the club, oh my God. They done let them in the club, oh my God. They done let them in the club, oh my God. They done let them in the club, oh my God. They done let them in the club, oh my God.
Welcome back, everybody, to Marketing Ministries, the radio show. And you were just listening to In the Club by Kenton Jones. Kenton, come on, better let them Christians in the club.
Better let the Christians in the club. Now, you got the version that we send out, because when we first released it, sent the edited version to the, and then I'm just getting home, so my kids are welcoming
okay.
me in. So,
that's
but
okay.
You got the version that we sent out to mainstream. And what we did was we sent it to DJs so they can actually play it in mainstream clubs. And what's in that is us praying. Like, we're praying silently over that track that God pricked the hearts of some of those people who don't come to church, who don't know him. So it was a strategic thing that we did. Sometimes he that winneth souls is wise, and then some people who don't understand it say, well, why you got to bleep those words out anyway? And is he cussing in there? And, well, what is he saying? And why he feel like? So, with those people, you know, some things you just got to, God know your heart, and you got to just do what you were told to do. So, man, there were so many people that responded to the song. So many people were blessed. and so many people now, and there were so many people that just needed to hear the real version. There's another version of it that's actually on the CD that has all the words on it, and then when I actually explained it, they understood it. But then there were some people that said, they kind of crucified you to say, well, we thought you were cussing. Well, listen, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he.
Not so is you.
Right. You know, don't crucify me for what's in your head. So, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, they don't let the Christians in the club. Oh, my God. And that's what a dominionary is. He comes in a place that he's usually not welcome and take over for Jesus Christ. And that's just like Jesus going to a place, you know, setting the captives free when mm-hmm. they thought that he didn't belong down there. What you doing down here? I'm down here to take authority. I'm in hell to take authority, take these keys back. Now he was raised up with all power in his hands. You know, thank God that he came and rescued us. You know, he went to a place that so that we don't have to go. And sometimes as Christians, you know, there are some people, you know, they don't want to mess up their look and their image, so they don't want to be seen talking to the local drug dealer. You know, they don't want to be seen talking to the local pimp, the local thug. You know, somebody may see me and think I'm not saved anymore. And God said, you know, don't be unequally yoked with non-believers. And that's right. Mm-hmm. You don't have to have a covenant with them. You don't have to have a relationship with them, but you do have to do what you have to do to get people into the kingdom, saying hello, being nice, you know, showing them the God in you, and you never know, man, that one person, one smile can stop somebody from committing suicide or going somewhere to murder someone. There was one guy this weekend that told me a testimony. He said his brother was murdered, and he was going to kind of seek vengeance on the guy mm-hmm. that murdered his brother. And he said that someone recognized him and saw the look on his face when he pulled up to the stoplight. The guy blew his horn and said, hey, you know, I know who you are. And he spoke to the guy and said, hey, man, you know, you're all right. Whatever you're going through, Jesus can work it out. And he said that name at that point at that stoplight changed his life. You know what I'm saying? So it doesn't mm-hmm. matter. You know, there are some people that are willing to let you go to hell because they don't want to be seen trying to witness to you. You know, and I'm like, well, that's not me. I got to do what I got to do, and we'll let God sort it out when we get to heaven.
Amen. You know, in our chat room, they are loving you. We got listeners that are telling you to preach, Caton.
Wow. Amen. Amen.
And they are really relating to that. Now, we have some callers on the line. You ready to take some calls?
Yes.
Okay, caller from area code 443. State your name and your question for Caton.
Great evening. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Hello.
Hi, good evening. It's a blessing to have you on the line and sharing about your project and everything and your ministry. I appreciate it. My name is Stacy. I'm from Baltimore, and I'm a vocalist as well, and I've been creating music for over 15 years, but I never really kind of put my music out there because I didn't really deem it as gospel at one point in time, mm-hmm. and because I didn't want to really deal with the ridicule and the persecution. So I thank you for going forth with your ministry and doing what you're doing because you're paving the way for a lot of people. And I consider my music to be, you know, a blend of, you know, bluesy, jazzy, gospel, opera, just a little bit of everything. Maybe one day you might even consider participating and being a part of my project, you know. Got a lot
you
of different
know.
Things going on. So
well,
I just
it.
Wanted
and,
to say thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. And listen, I believe this generation – we got to be in charge of taking stuff back, taking the music back,
mm-hmm.
and stop, like just saying that, okay, God, we just want you to have this one type of music, and we want to give the devil everything else. So anything creative, jazz, opera, you know, anything else, we want to say that that's the devil's music because God can only get glory with this type of music. That is crazy. In heaven,
yeah,
it's all
it
types
is.
Of music. Going on, you know what I'm saying? You know, why
yeah.
would he even make you creative to condemn you with a sign? That's crazy.
You
like,
ain't telling lies about that.
So my wife is a jazz performer. She's a jazz vocalist. She just released her record January 7th of this year, and it's all types of music on there. There's jazz, there's straight ahead jazz, there's techno, you know, and she's a neo soul type of artist. She's probably your type of artist. So my thing is go forward, you know, and stop. Even the church, you know, whatever that may be, you know, the church, the people, or whatever, you know, there are a lot of people outside the four walls of the church that need ministry. People at work, people at school, you know, people in the neighborhood, they need ministry too. So even if God called you to just be a blessing to them, just go for it.
Amen. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Stacy.
Thank you.
Now, Kenton, we have another caller on the line, and this is from area code, I believe, 253. Caller, state your name and your question for Kenton.
Yes. Hi, Miss Wanda. This is Deborah.
Hey, Deborah. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I am blessed and highly favored.
All right. All right. Hello, Kenton. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Blessed. I just want to state, Wanda knows we were just down in Nashville for the Stellar Awards, and we did happen to get a chance to see you at the stand after party. But this being our first time down to the Stellars with our artist, Farron Johnson, I believe that you guys met there. Being our first time there, we saw a lot of things, and they kind of threw us off. You know, I know we're talking about, you know, being out of the box with God and things like that, not being traditional or what we're used to. But can you give me your take on those pre-events that happen at the Stellars? And we've heard so many things and we saw so many things that went on during that time. Do you feel like, as Christian artists, are we moving away from the heart of God in ministry? Is it getting to the point where we're moving more towards looking like secular artists as opposed to Christian artists, especially in these type of venues, in these arenas? What's your take on that? Do you feel
My take on it is the whole thing is about a dominion or about takeover is you're really in the mode of taking back things that were stolen. You got to understand that that God created all, everything, every single thing that exists, God created. The enemy just came and made perversion out of what God created. That's why we glorify him as creator. That's why we praise him as creator. So what happens is usually when it gets outside of the norm of what we're used to traditionally, you know, then we start comparing it to the world. You see what I'm saying? Whenever it gets outside of, so let's say we took a trip outside of the USA, right? Mm-hmm. Let's say we went to an African village. They're Christian, but they're African. They do things totally different. They've never heard of any type of music that we are used to. They praise God a totally different way with a totally different sound. They use all totally different instruments, but in their language, they're praising Jesus. Now, what do we say? Man, they've moved away from the things of God. No, they praise God in their interpretation. So most of the times, whenever it gets out of the way of an interpretation that we're used to, we at that point give that glory to the devil. And I'm saying I'm not giving the devil anything because he can't create that. He's not that smart. He's not that witty. Now, how do you know that it's of God? It bears fruit. You would know them by the fruit that they bear. What is fruit? So, if at the end of the day, if burdens are not removed, if yokes are not destroyed, if there's a bigger burden after that person gets on stage, then you understand that's not of God. But elements in music, Hammond B, choir, a certain gesture, a certain run, a certain this are not elements of godliness. It might be a genre or a style of music, but if a punk rock guy with a bunch of moose in his head get up there and start screaming his type of music from what, you know, saying what he's used to, and now we may be sitting there saying, okay, I'm not feeling that style,
right?
But there may be some other punk rockers that got saved because of that. You see what I'm
saying?
So my thing is not to judge. We got to be smart. I mean, we got to be wise about not judging people, because those who judge will be judged.
Absolutely.
So we got to be open minded to say, God, you are so creative. There are other planets out here that we know nothing about. There are other things that we haven't even experienced. You're a big God, and I would not limit you to just this. I would not limit you just to that. And I would give you the freedom to operate in me so that I can win souls, because that's what it's about.
That's good. That's good, and I agree. Like I said, our artist, Farron, she wrote a song called Crazy Praise, and it's just like that, you know, how we praise God. I may lift my hands, I may not. It may be rock, pop, hip-hop, or whatever it is, but however it is, he gave each and every one of us a way to praise him. But I guess for my thing about what I was speaking of with the Stellars is, it's just like you said, there were instances where, you know, the spirit was flowing, and then all of a sudden it stopped. It felt like there was a hindering at some of these places, and I was not the only one that felt that way. I got calls, you know, after this, I mean, even when we got back to Seattle, of so many different people that walked out of certain events because of some spirits that were in there, and that was my question. Have you ever encountered during that time those types of things?
And those are not godly spirits. Remember now, the devil shows up. The devil, he showed up in the garden to tempt Jesus. You know what I'm saying? So if he going to show up in the garden to tempt Jesus, the Son of God, why in the world wouldn't he show up at the Stellars? Why in the world wouldn't he show up? Why in the world wouldn't he show up in your home? You know what I'm saying? Your job is to identify him and cast him out. You see what I'm saying? So when they come in events like that, if the power of God is flowing, the devil don't want the power of God to flow. So what he does is he causes distractions to make people leave away from God. Now, what we have to do is when things like that happen, we got to turn up our intensity in prayer. It's like, okay, we got to fight here. And the Bible says you got to fight the good fight of faith. Now, what's
That's
a good fight of faith? A good fight of faith is a fight that you win. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you don't know about the good fight that they lose. You know, the fight that the good fight of faith is what we win. So we got to be like, oh, you know, I'm used to saying, okay, we take authority over that. You ain't finna break this flow.
And that's what
flow.
I felt like, just me and Farron and a few of the people that were with us. I mean, literally we went into complete intercession, just prayer, you know, that those spirits would, you know, just leave and things like that. But it was an eye-opener, and like I said, just to know that they're, you know, God calls us into warfare at all times, and we're just lifting all you guys up in prayer, and just whatever God has for you, we're covering you. So I praise God
Thank
for your ministry, and just keep doing what you're doing, because there is a people that God has specifically for you to minister to, and if you don't, they won't have anybody. So we just thank God for you.
Wow, that's a powerful statement. Thank you
so much.
All right.
Yes, sir. Be blessed.
Thank you, Deborah.
Yes, ma'am, Ms. Wanda. You take care.
You too.
All right.
You know, that's a powerful cat. You know, one thing that was just leaping in my spirit, there's no devil in hell that's going to run me out of nowhere.
I know that's right. Amen.
Because I am an atmosphere changer. And when you got not your ear to God's mouth, not your ear to his ear, but to his mouth so he can speak through you, the enemy will have to flee.
Yes.
Because he's not more powerful than we are. But we got to know, just like you're talking about dominion, we got to know what we walk in.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so I just want to say, you know, to all those, when you walk into a place and it's not about you, if you weak, if you're a punk Christian, you might want to leave.
Yeah.
You know, if you ain't got enough word inside you, don't play around with nothing that
right,
you ain't got
right.
enough word inside of you to fight off.
Right. Right.
But if you got the word in you and you got your spiritual armor on, hey, you can take down some strongholds.
Yes, and I'm so glad you said that, because that's what it's about. See, and I made a statement in one of my songs. I said, you know what, Christians fight other Christians because they don't want to fight the devil. You know, so they
You're right.
it's easier to fight. and it's easy to be judgmental about another Christian. Why did they do this or why did they do that? But you won't cast that devil out that's messing with you. You know what I'm saying? And it's easier to talk about Miss Sally and her dress and how ungodly the music is. But you won't cast out the devils that's taunting you. You know what I'm saying? And that's mm-hmm. why I say Christians fight other Christians. You know, they talk about other Christians because they don't want to have anything to do with that devil. You know, and I'm like, no. You know, what I would rather do is let the Christians talk about me. You know, turn my head and beat that devil down. You know, and then we'll let God judge everything else in heaven.
Amen. So, now we got amen. Another caller on the line. Ken, they loving you tonight.
Oh, amen.
Caller
I love y'all too.
Erica, 312, state your name and your question for Mr. Dominionaire Ken Jones.
Hello, Wanda Adams. This is Bruce Spann, Gold Street Gospel.
Hello, Mr. Spann.
All righty. Calling in to say hello to my brother, Kenton.
What's up, sir? How you doing?
Hey, man, I was just hearing that piggyback. I want to jump on that thing. Last year, I had an artist at the Soul Cafe. His name is Jamie Simon. He came up right before you, man.
Okay.
You know what? He, you know, went in and, you know, sent the building up, and you came up to do your set, and everybody expects for you to do, you know, your typical thing, and you stopped that thing right there, man. You was like, hey, it's been a shift in the building. We've been going another direction, man. The Holy Ghost will stand up for you, man, when you got to do what you got to do, man. I applauded you in that effort, man. Everybody Amen. Wanted you to do your thing, and they was ready to go, man. You sent them people higher. I'm happy for you, bro.
Amen.
I applaud what you do, man. I really do, man.
Bro, I thank you for saying that, man, because if you're not willing to give God your platform, then he'll never give you his.
No doubt. Mm.
And the thing about it is, when God is saying in the spirit, I don't want another song, I want worship right here.
No doubt.
You better not play that CD, that drum, that keyboard. You better go right into the direction where he wants you to go, because those are tests of you going to the next level in ministry. So thank you for that, bro.
Man, I appreciate it, bro. I mean, you showed enough singing in, Doc, so. You not
Amen.
Only just sing that thing, Doc, you can get on down to that worship business real good, man. So I'm testifying to it, you know.
Amen.
You know, yeah, I'm testifying to what your works is, Doc. Just in case the young lady didn't know, man. You can flat out
Amen.
Send it in, Doc.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, bro. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you so much, Bruce. Now, Ken, I know that you just had your CD release party here in the lovely ATL. Tell us a little bit about that. I know you did your thing. I know people were blessed because wherever you are, because you bring the spirit with you. You know, you come have it in church in your church.
Amen. 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 We had a listening party. We didn't do the release party yet. We did a listening party, and I invited, just some family and some friends and stuff, and just to talk to them about the record and what was on it. We are doing another release party in the city, actually, there's a mall here in Atlanta called Stonecrest, and we're doing a takeoff of the mall and something, you know, that the mall has agreed to let us come in and do a Christian music there and have a I just felt like it was appropriate just to do it outside the box, you know. So we will go to, you know, some churches, and we will go to local areas and do our tour, because we have a tour coming up. But we are doing a mall, what we call a mall takeover. And me and there's a brother in the city called Coco Brother, we're doing it together, man. But the listening party was very powerful because we were able to share some things with people, you know, as far as where each song came from, the experience that I had to go through. 2010 was kind of tough, you know. My father went home to be with the Lord, you know, and kind of writing through that and recording through that, and you know what I'm saying, and you just mm-hmm. you just press on, you know. So it was very, very, very awesome. It ended with it ended in worship. People just walking around worshiping God, and we had an awesome time that night.
I know you did. Now, I'm kind of known for something here on Marketing Ministry, the radio show. I do have a signature question that I forgot to ask you, but I will ask you. But I also want, you know, I'm known for putting the artist on the spot. Can you give us just a little sample of your freestyle?
Spit freestyle. Man, we can
I'm in the zone and I'm already gone and it's already on. Should have already known. Act accordingly, you're in Rome. Can't got enough ahead, gotta get my cone. Don't smoke, but I still stay stoned. Ain't high off Chief and Buddha. I'm high off, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yeah. And we, nah, I can do that all day, so.
That's all right. They're loving it in the chat room. They're going, yep, yep, yep. You know, hey, that's what we're talking about. You know, you are doing what God has deposited in you. And I am so proud of you. Like I said, I was sharing, you know, for those of you who had just tuned in, you know, I've had the opportunity to interview you and then to sit next to you in church and worship with you. And so
Amen.
I know what an awesome man of God that you are. You know, I am so thankful for that. And I just want to encourage you, because I think as believers we don't do that enough.
Amen.
You know, to encourage one another. And I know that God has already opened many doors on your behalf. I think I was in Alabama once and I got to see you perform at the Basement. Oh, and it was just awesome.
Oh, wow, my brother Matt Pitt. My
yeah.
brother Matt Pitt. That boy is so anointed. Praise God, you know. So, amen. And just to be linked up with brothers and sisters around the country and just people, knowing that there are a lot of people praying for me. Everything that I do and every place that I go just feels like I got a lot of supporters, people that I've never seen. One thing that really blessed me is I was in a city. I don't even remember what city it was, but a man walked up to me and said, "You don't know me, but I'm one of your prayer warriors." And when he said that, that thing hit me so hard that there are people that I don't know that God has commissioned to pray for me every day and to cover me in ministry every place that I go. You know, my mom is a praying mom. You know, she has a prayer line where they get on the phone and they pray every morning. But, you know, those are, you know, aunties and people from the church that I know. But to walk up to strangers, and not necessarily him saying that I like your music, but I'm one of your intercessors. I'm somebody that's praying for you at all times. That thing did something to me to know that there are people that's praying for me. So I thank you guys, man, for praying for me, for keeping me covered, keeping my family covered, keeping my kids covered, keeping me healthy, you know. And, you know, you guys are the ones that's tearing down the strongholds for me to go in places that I've never been, to do things that I've never done. And that every award that I receive or every accolade or whatever people say about me, remember that it's us, man. It's not just me. It's us. And we're doing it together. And we're a team.
Amen. And, you know, and I need to share with you a testimony. You know, we're here on Blog Talk and Marketing Ministry, the radio show. It's a feature show here. And I know your segment was selected as one of the top picks today, meaning that they
wow.
did a really special feature on you. And one of the things that the programmers said at Blog Talk that really blessed me, you know, they have to verify and check out some information. And the feedback I got back, Kenton, was they loved In the Club.
Wow.
So that
Amen.
Just goes to show you, when God breathes on something,
Lord be to
so
God.
You went
yeah.
outside the walls, you know, just because he just went, you know,
wow.
and so that means a whole lot. And, you know, and all of our listeners and people in the chat room, they know if they go to the site, when you go right there, it says, check out Holy Hip Hop Crooner, Kent Jones.
Amen.
So
Amen.
God is doing what he does best. Now, I need to ask you our signature marketing ministry question that we ask every guest that comes on the show. Kent, what does ministry mean to you?
Wow, ministry is serving. That's what it is. It's serving. It's not necessarily everybody lifting you up, but it's you lifting everybody up. You know, you're serving. So any experience, one thing I learned about my pastor is, you know, he has a heart of a servant, and everything that's around that building serves as if it was him. So as soon as you get into the parking lot, you experience the man of the house, you know, because the spirit that's on the man of God is on the guy that's parking the cars. And he parks the cars with same elegance. So that's what ministry means to me. That means every song is ministry. It's serving the people. It's giving them what they need. When they're down, it picks them up. That's what serving is. My job is to make sure that you're okay, that you're all right, you know. And if you reciprocate that, if you give that back to me, fine and well. But true ministry is being able to give someone something without expecting something back. True ministry is being able to give someone something without expecting anything back. True ministry is being able to give someone something without expecting anything back. Why? Because my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory, and that means no man can give me what God can give me. So that's what ministry, that's what serving, ministry and serving is to me.
Amen. Now, we have another, you know, our time is winding down, and this is a very, very important question. And I ask this question a lot, Canton, because I know that, you know, you got that anointing all up on your life, and I know when you answer this question, people are going to listen. I want to know, what's your favorite Kool-Aid, red or grape?
It's a specific red, though. See, when you talk about Kool-Aid, you can say grape is purple. But it's a specific red. And see, you got to go into the red family. When you talk about Kool-Aid, you got red strawberry, you got red cherry, and you got red tropical punch. Come on, somebody. That tropical punch is the best red of the red. Now, if you had to put the reds in an order, then you would go with tropical punch, then you'll go to cherry, then you'll go to strawberry, you know. But you just can't group it up now. You just can't group up the reds. There's separation in the reds. You know what I'm saying? Segregation with the no, I'm joking. But,
Put your hand over your ear, and let's talk about that thing. Let's talk about that Kool-Aid. Go ahead.
That is funny. That's funny. But yeah, I'm a tropical punch man. I'm you know, Kool-Aid. Then you gotta put that Kool-Aid. Then you gotta squeeze some lemons in it, so it can have them little lemons, that little lemon tang in it, make your eye close, cause it's so got that tart little stuff in it. Then you know what I'm saying? You gotta make, when you make Kool-Aid, you gotta make it right, and then you gotta pull, like, you know what I'm saying? We use half a pound of sugar, so you gotta at least give it a pound, 1/5 of the pound.
Uh-huh.
You know, it got to be so sweet. Yeah. You got to have Kool-Aid that's so sweet. And when it get down to the bottom of it, that you see a bunch of clumped up sugar at the bottom of the sisters. You know, see, you don't know nothing about no real Kool-Aid. You actually wrong person about Kool-Aid.
Hey, Ken. You know, I know that it ain't Kool-Aid until your teeth hurt.
Yeah, you know, and then you don't know nothing about them lily dillies. See, we call them lily dillies. Some people call them icy cups or whatever, but you take that Kool-Aid and then you put it in the icy cup, you put it in the cup, you freeze that thing overnight, then you get up in the morning, you let it melt a little bit so you can flip that cup over because all the sugar done settled to the bottom. And you see, I'm a true Kool-Aid. I can go in the Kool-Aid business if I wasn't doing music. We can do Kool-Aid.
See, you're an OG with it. You're not an OG with it, Kat. You got to know, it ain't the little cups. You know, when you pour ice in the ice tray.
Oh, ooh. Yeah, you took it back then.
Let's get OG with it.
Yeah, you took it back then, pouring the Kool-Aid in the ice tray. You took it back. And then, yeah, you took it way back.
And then when you want to get fancy with it, Kat, you add a toothpick.
Yeah, you add a toothpick to it. Yeah, that's it.
Somebody in our chat room, Industry Buzz, said, "Praise God for the Kool-Aid." They're relating to that. But, you know, I appreciate you so much. You know, like I said, time always flies when you're having a good time, and especially when you're edifying and magnifying and glorifying God. And I know that he is pleased with the praises that we sent up through this interview.
Amen.
To him, and acknowledging that through him, and you understand the reason why you do what you do. So I am just so thankful for that. And tell our listeners, I know Dominionaire is in stores tomorrow, so tell our listeners how they can follow you, how they can pick up your product, because we want to send Dominionaire to #1 on billboard.com.
Amen. In Jesus' name. You can follow me at Canton Jones on Twitter. It's at Canton Jones. And then on Facebook, it's Canton Jones Fan, you know. And, you know, just keep in contact with me, keep me prayed up, man. I'm silly sometimes on there, so excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
But we have a good time, and one thing about you know, us and our ministry and our family, we're just serious about the things of God. You know, I got a rule that when you play hard. You have a lot of fun. When you play, you play hard. But when you're doing ministry, when you're doing work, we don't play at all, you know, and that's what we do. So I love you guys. I thank you so much for your prayers, and just keep me lifted.
And go out and buy Dominionaire. Buy it. Don't burn it.
Amen.
Make sure.
Amen.
So that you know, God can get the glory through this. You know, if we don't do it the correct way, then it won't count. And I know I was listening to one of my radio partners, Canton, that's in New York. I think you did an interview on their station on WUFO, and they
uh-huh.
have been playing in the club hard. So
wow.
I know that God's favor is upon your project, and we want to thank you, and we hope that you will come back and join us soon. Don't be a stranger, because we all family here. I have some more. Maybe, you know, you'll have some new Kool-Aid recipes for us when you come back.
You know what? I will.
But, you know, they don't know nothing about this. You know, we gotta school the young people. We got to let them know what's up.
Yeah. They got to get put on to this Kool-Aid, this new Kool-Aid phenomenon, you know. But we'll talk about it more.
All right. Well, I thank you so much for hanging out with us, and we're going to make sure that we do our best to support what you're doing in with Dominionaire. And again, we thank you, and you be blessed, my brother.
Thank you so much.
All right. Everybody, you were just listening to the one and only Canton Jones, Mr. Dominionaire, as we were sharing with you his project. Dominionaire drops tomorrow in the store, so you want to make sure you pick it up. Singles in the club, God, Big, well, G-O-D, is all online, so make sure you go and support his music. We want you to go ahead and join the network that is advancing the kingdom. Make sure you check us out at www.marketingministry.ning.com. Join. It costs you nothing. Put up your profile. Send me your flyers. We'll blast them out for free because we want to help you market your ministry. I want to send out special shout-outs to our friend over at Industry Buzz with 3Zs.com. Special shout-out to my friend, the Real Diva, Tahila from Tahila Praise. I want to give a shout-out to Deborah Hunter, who I appreciate and I love dearly. And to all those that are in the chat room, we just want to thank you so much for joining us and for supporting what we do here at Marketing Ministry, because it's all about advancing the kingdom of God. So we're going to close out the show today with one of my new favorite songs. I know that you love these ladies as well. They're doing great things. It's none other than I'm Walking by the one and only Mary Mary. Enjoy.
Boom! Yeah.